riding a long day in the field for Durham. Both bats, both captains wanted the bat, but the new ball's done its bit towards the end.
Yes, it has. It was a long day in the field, but I think it was vital that we struck with the second new ball towards the end of the day, which I think we did as a team. So it puts us in a slightly better position, and one way we can look back and think that we've actually done a good job throughout today.
There were two decent partnerships of more than 100 runs from Surrey and another of 50, but I suppose if you're looking for positives in the Durham dressing room tonight, nobody managed to get to 100, although they were close. Haranath got to 96 and Davies got to 87.
Yes, two good partnerships. I think from a batting perspective, I think it looks like the type of wicket that once you get in, I think you can cash in and score runs. But luckily we managed to get breakthroughs at crucial times, and like I say, we've put ourselves in a better position towards the end of the day.
Sort of out approaching lunchtime, I think it was, we got a tweet saying Durham are desperate for wickets here, bring Kaas on. And I think within your second over you'd got Kumar Sangakkara, which is a massive wicket to get. He's probably the world's top batsman at the moment. He played on, but joy for you nevertheless.
Yeah, like I say, I cannot ask. I mean, I don't think there's many batsmen in the county circuit now with the stats and the well-knownness of Kumar. So it's a good wicket for me, but at least I put the team in a good position at the time.
And towards the end of play, you got another important wicket tonight as well.
Yes, I'm striking with the second new ball. It was the first ball that had found the edge today to Michael Richardson, so I'm glad I could contribute towards the end of the day as well.
How do the players feel? Do you feel it has been a long day in the field, or do you feel with those three wickets in the last session this evening, it's sort of balance of powers more or less equal? 371 for seven, sorry. They haven't got that final batting point yet either.
Yeah, well, I think when there was 15 overs left today and there were still four down, it was a very important part of the game where Paul did say that we need to strike with a couple of wickets, and we managed to do that, so I think it puts both teams in an even position towards the end of the day. So just hoping tomorrow to clean up the tail and get the batters stuck in.
You're wearing your new squad number for the first time today as well, number 99 on your back. I mean, can you take this in? You're playing at the Oval, one of the most famous grounds in the world, and 2 years ago you were playing for Burnmoor.
Oh, it's a massive step up. Just having the opportunity to play, I couldn't ask for anything else, and contributing to the team, so it's been a good day.